Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because what the pizza economy is telling us is what we're going to talk about today. And there's so much to this right now. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to check your spam filter because we just had an email go out. I am in Laguna Beach right now, guys. And this is always one of those phenomenons that happens. And the tide brings in all the seaweed, and the total beach is just covered with it in certain areas based on, the lay of the land. You'll get areas that it'll wash in. Now, this just washed in last night. You can tell because it doesn't smell. It literally is fresh. But if you came out here a week from now, this wouldn't be here. The tide will come in. You can see where the water hit a certain level and brought all this in, and it'll go away. But one thing that's very apparent right now is with all the challenges that people are having right now, pizza is a very good barometer of what's happening in the economy. Now, pizza companies like Domino's and Papa John's, they absolutely killed it during the pandemic. 2020, 2021 was their best years ever. They saw 40% growth in those locations. They could raise prices, people would pay it. They were just making money hand over fist. And even Pizza Hut saw an increase in their profits, but they did something where they had a $10 value meal type of thing where you could order certain, two little mini pizzas, a little mini pizza and wings, things like that, and they were $10. But now the problem is that, like everything else, there's every single aspect of the pizza company has gone up in price. From the employees, have gone through the roof. The ingredients has gone through the roof. My brother's married to a woman that owns an Italian restaurant, and I sit down with her, and it is mind-boggling what things go for. And you have to maintain quality. You don't want to sit there and cut the quality of the cheese, the sauces, the vegetables, everything. You've got to maintain that. And it costs a certain amount to do that. So what you're seeing right now is that the pizza companies are making less money, but you're seeing a product for the average five-topping pizza from those places are just around $20 a piece right now, which is higher than it's ever been. When I was a single dad with the kids at home, Domino's had a $7.45 deal where if you could pick up the pizza, $7.45, and it had three ingredients. And at that price, I'd say, kids, get your own pizza. Eat it for a couple of days, whatever. But it was incredibly cheap. Well, now that pizza is 20 bucks to get that. So every aspect of this has gone up, from the energy cost to everything. But what you're seeing, though, is the fact that people cannot afford the pizzas. For the first time ever, okay, same store sales in those three locations. Let's just talk about the big three, Domino's, Papa John's and Pizza Hut. And again, not my favorite pizzas, guys. I mean, I like little joints. I like my sister's place. I like things like that that you can get a good pie at. And you know what? You're going to spend more money for better pizza because that's just true. That's just the way it is. Anything else. So, but these companies, for the first time through the end of 2024, they saw same store sales drop. So each location that did business hand over fist saw a decline in sales. Now, here's the thing. When you look at all fast food, the most successful fast food location in the country at one point was a place called Del Taco, which we have here in the West Coast. I think they have some in Texas as well. And they had over $1 million in sales at each location. And that's dropping right now. And again, the problem with that place is the same thing, is that they have these value menus and they make the taco shell so thin and the quality of everything so thin that it's awful. Awful, awful, awful. So what's that do? What's that, do you want to eat at places like this? Only if I have to is when I eat at those places. Now, the problem with it is that people don't have the money to go out, and it doesn't matter what type of fast food it is. It's gone up in price an absolute ton. There is a place called Dave's Hot Chicken, and Dave's Hot Chicken just sold to good old Subway for $1 billion. Isn't that crazy? $1 billion they just paid for the hot chicken place. Now, the problem with Subway right now is we could talk about them for an hour, but their problem is that they're owned by a hedge fund. So the hedge fund bought Dave's Hot Chicken. Congratulations. Congratulations. $1 billion for spicy chicken, breast sandwiches. It's nuts. Wealthy people right now are cutting back. Wealthy people right now, through Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Armani and all these other high-end brands, are not spending the money like they used to spend. They're just not. And that is happening all over. So everybody's feeling the pinch right now. Everybody's feeling the pinch. Now, in our last video where you have rich people, and I'm in Laguna Beach, and if you go up the hill and behind me, you can see the houses on the hill. Not everybody's hurting right now, without a doubt, without a doubt. But what you have is you've got the average person and the average rich person, wannabe rich person, that wants to have problems. People are borrowing themselves into oblivion. I talked last week about buy now, pay later, that Mike Adams came up with. And it's such a problem right now because people are just borrowing themselves into debt slavery right now, and they don't get it. You don't get it. You just don't be in debt, guys. It's the greatest freedom in the world to get up and not owe anybody. And I've been there. I've had those calls. I've had, God, if I don't sell this today, I'm done. I've had that in my life. And you don't want to live like that. You want to get yourself out of debt, and you want to live comfortably and be able to make choices. So the other thing is Dollar General. Dollar General steps forward and says, "Hey, we did a test on our customers, and we're seeing more wealthy people, just like Walmart saw." So wow, you're seeing wealthier customers that are coming to the Dollar General stores and spending money there. So once again, guys, everybody's feeling this right now. You can sit there and act like everything's going to be okay, but I am telling you this right now. Do not get yourself into debt. Do everything you can to stay out of debt right now. Sell things you don't need. Get rid of things right now, because what you're seeing is that everything is on sale. I have friends from around the country. I have subscribers from around the country that are writing me and telling me stories about, "Wow, Dan, I'm looking at boats for the summer. Things are incredible. Things are so cheap, but I got to have the cash to go do this." So if you guys want to do this, they don't want to deal with your bank. They don't want to deal with lenders. They want to deal with unloading things right now. We have had such a spur of crime over the course of, the last 4 years, where people just weren't prosecuted. Now, there was a great sweep this week where 400 people nationally got arrested for serious retail crime. And they're starting to prosecute these people at an absolute record pace right now. So that's fantastic news. I love that stuff, because it's, we need to see more and more of that. The housing center weakness looks like the epicenter is going to be two places, and right now it's tied. It looks like it's going to be Florida and Texas that are going to have the biggest problems. And I'm telling you, whenever I say things like this, I get realtors that write me and say, "It is so hot in Coral Gables. It's so hot in Austin. It's just not, Dan, I list things and I get offers $50,000 above ask." Okay. Read the story below about the epicenter. And I'm telling you that I saw the greatest headline that Dr. Marvin sent me, in that Florida is one hurricane away from a total bust. They cannot afford this, guys. They cannot afford the problems. They cannot afford to have, HOAs go out of business. People cannot afford to fix places up. I'm telling you, I had a story sent to me that I couldn't verify, but one woman was talking about how she lived in an association. She bought the place, and then 1 month later, they said, "Oh, by the way, you need to give us another $45,000," trying to navigate the rocks, "another $45,000 for the improvement. You're part of the assessment." She's like, "I don't have that money. Squeezed into buying a house right now. Nobody told me about this." So One thing that was crazy, realtor hell, where the realtor didn't want to tell them that they got an email. Hey, please listen, that your buyer is going to be responsible for this money. You should probably tell them about this. Realtor didn't. So that would be dun, 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 lawsuit city. That's going to happen. So once again, guys, Grant Cardone comes out this morning and says, hey, listen, I just bought $1 billion worth of properties for 60 cents on the dollar. Get ready for that. Now, Grant's not buying, Grant's not buying one house at a time. Grant's buying apartment complexes, condos, and places like that. But think about it. If a guy like that buys your condo complex, you can start the association all over again, and he can afford to do that. So you may want to consider something like that. You got an apartment complex you're worried about the bad management, contact his company. I would do it. Record home cancellations are happening in Las Vegas right now. Las Vegas is the epicenter for people getting cold feet. Now, you guys ever want to do anything fun? You go on to TikTok and you can watch all the videos in Vegas and all these other places, and you can see how people are canceling at an absolute record pace. Get cold feet, qualify for the house, and then they see something down the street. But this is going to be epic, because you're going to see more and more places. They're still building in Vegas, which is crazy. One thing that we're seeing is we're seeing an epic amount of used cars, and you're seeing new cars that are available for sale right now. And with the cars that are available for sale, Tesla's got a huge problem right now. Michigan has parking lots at malls that are full with Tesla Cybertrucks that are not selling. And, you can blame it on the Elon Musk, Donald Trump feud. You can blame it on anything you want. But who's got the money for those cars right now? They're very expensive. And again, they're not for everybody. There was a man named Tony Hsieh who passed away 5 years ago. Do you know who he is? He ran Zappos, which was a really cool company. And the reason why I know of Zappos, it started out as a shoe company. And that guy died. That guy died in a mysterious fire. He also had a fascination with fire, which always is a bad recipe for people. But Mr. Hsieh passed away, and his father was running his estate and didn't have a will or an estate. I am telling you guys, I don't care if you're worth $50, have a will. Have your intentions written down on a piece of paper and make it so that somebody can find it, which is horrible. It's a horrible way to do things, because you're going to go through probate court. And this guy sold his company. Zappos was great because women could order shoes. Let me give you an idea. And like my lawyer girlfriend would order 3-4 pairs of shoes, try them on. I don't like these. Send these back. And they would gladly take them back. No questions asked, no problems, no nothing with that. But that guy was worth, $500 million. He sold his company to Jeff Bezos and Amazon. And with this $500 million, that guy passed away without a will. How stupid, how dumb, how idiotic. Now, 5 years later, a will miraculously shows up. Somebody found a will and it was sent. Think about this. The will was sent to a local attorney in Vegas who never worked for Mr. Hsieh and said, I had nothing to do with this. Named multiple people that should run the estate that he had nothing to do with. Now, the problem with it is his dad's running the estate right now. And he says, you know what? And these people are better people than me, because I would be suing everybody on that list. And I'd be suing the anonymous person. I'd try to find that person that dropped it off. But the attorney's like, I had nothing to do with this. And this was found and this was sent to me, but he wanted all his money given away to charities and named people to run the charities for each group that Mr. Hsieh had nothing to do with. Now, I'm going to call BS on this and say it was totally bogus. But the point of this is that here you've got a guy worth $500 million, which none of us will ever get to. Okay. And you need to understand this, that if you have any money, if you have a 401k, if you have anything, You've got to have your wishes spelled out. We did this, the greatest story, a year ago, where a guy met a girl on a date on a beach throwing a pizza. They dated for 2 years. He gets a job at Procter and Gamble, gets $1 million in his IRA and 401k, breaks up with her, starts dating another woman, didn't get married, has 2 kids with the next woman that he didn't get married to. And when he dies, the kids step forward to claim his 401k, and pizza girl, or a pizza girl, might as well be, Frisbee girl steps forward and says she's the rightful heir. And Procter and Gamble says we're going to pay her. I checked in this a month or so ago. They were still fighting over this right now. So, and that was 5 years ago, guys. Okay? So do yourself a favor, guys. This is your problem. I had multiple people after I told that story, well, I'm going to go check my retirement. I had one woman, and this is not, I'm not slamming her, and she said, don't judge me. But she had, she was clearly an executive that had high-end jobs, but she said, I had 4 different men listed as beneficiaries on my policies, and I fixed this and named my kids. Okay? We all can't control who we fall in love with, but you can control who your beneficiaries are. So let me know what you think about that so far. There's a little bit more to cover. But what do you guys think about this? Beautiful little morning out here. Don't forget that we have a private channel where we talk about everything that's too hot to talk about other places, called I Allegedly Live. So many of you have signed up for that. I love doing that content. We have over 350 videos over there already. Check it out today. You go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that. Now, here's the thing that's crazy, guys, is we're all in the same boat. And one day we're fed nonsense. One day things are good. One day things are bad. We got a bad ADP report where 37,000 jobs were added. And then we got a report that we hired 137,000 people. Now, Dr. Marvin sent me a great article that over 7 million Americans are unemployed right now, the highest since 2017. That I believe. That I believe. I have so many people that are in the gig economy, that are in the side hustle economy, that are trying to do things in my life, that are trying to earn money outside the system, and they can't get a conventional job, whether they're too old, whether they don't want to, whatever reason, okay? They can't. They've got kids that are sick or whatever. But 7 million people, that's a number I believe, okay? That's a number I believe. Now, the other thing that Dr. Marvin wrote me about was how auto insurance is completely out of control. Comprehensive collision. And he lives in Florida, and he's got, paying, never had an accident, never had a ticket, and he's paying outrageous, $220 a month to have auto insurance. Okay? And again, if you don't have it, it's a crime. Okay? If you don't have it, I guarantee you'll get into an accident and you'll lose everything you have. But you get these low numbers too, like comprehensive collision, $25,000, $50,000, it's nothing. Here in California, you've got to have it higher. And speaking of California, you know what we have to look forward to? January 1st for climate change, for our climate. Because, the seaweed's coming out because of the man and because we're burning the environment. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anyways, 63 cents more a gallon on our gas tanks to fight the climate. No. No. I say no. It's ridiculous. And here's the best thing. The politicians here in California could have killed it. We could have said, you know what, we're going to give people a break. They're paying enough for gas right now. And they put it in. It's going to take place July 1st. So I'm telling you guys, what's crazy, that's a good idea. Oh my God, we should do that here in Massachusetts. It's coming to a state near you guys. Mark my words. Remember, people are broke. You're not the only one. Get yourself out of debt. Get rid of crap. Sell things you don't need. Okay? You're not going to be happy. Some of the stuff you're going to have to give away because things have gone down in price. And if you want to buy something, these are the glory days for you because you're going to start getting tremendous deals. And if you know how to negotiate, man, oh man, is it a playground for you right now? Hit the like button. Please subscribe to my channel. I have a huge announcement coming out very soon that is going to be epic, okay? And I cannot wait to share it with you guys. I will see you guys very soon. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com. Check your spam filter, and I will see you very soon for our latest email, okay?